We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Casinos are reopening this week in Detroit. Assuming the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations and deaths stay the same or go down over the next 2 weeks, will you allow gyms and fitness centers to reopen, do you think, by, you know, mid-August?
Well, obviously, we're watching the numbers carefully. Gyms and fitness centers, sadly, remain one of the higher risk economic parts, you know, parts of our economy. We've seen across the country that's where outbreaks happen. We've seen here in Michigan where there's some have defied the order that they've had outbreaks. And you know what, they may, that's something that we're all trying to avoid. I know that people are anxious to get back in the gym. It's important to take care of yourself and to be healthy, especially in times like these. And yet, the nature of this virus means it's places like that where we're heavy, where we're breathing heavy, we're touching all the same stuff, we're in close quarters and inside is just where we see spread, just like bars, for instance. We are opening casinos because we have seen our Native American casinos and casinos across the country open without a lot of outbreaks. And so opening at a, you know, small number, 15% capacity, we're gonna reengage and monitor and make sure that we have tight oversight, which is what the gaming board does, and make sure that all the protocols are followed so people can stay safe.
Governor, Vice President Mike Pence this morning, he is making the announcement that there is a chance that in the fall there could be a vaccine. Are you as optimistic?
You know, I think that there are some really exciting things that are happening in that space. What, you know, the creation of a vaccine is one step, the production of that and then the provisioning of that and the scaling up of it is another, and that all is going to take time. So if we have a vaccine by the end of the year, that is phenomenal, but it won't be widely available. It'll take a little longer than that. So we've just got to, you know, accept that science is moving quickly. Where our understanding is moving quickly, but we've all got to continue to do our part, just because at this juncture, a mask and hand washing and staying home or staying away from crowds is still the most effective thing we have with this virus, for which there's no cure and no vaccine yet.
And Governor, just a quick follow-up to that question. When there is a vaccine, are you worried about how it's going to be distributed? Who's going to get first dibs? In Russia, doctors and teachers get it first. You know, what's the plan once there is a vaccine here in Michigan?
So, you know, a lot of that will be dictated by the federal government and the CDC. And so we are very, of course, concerned, and we'll be advocating when that becomes a possibility for us to get vaccine, and how much of it we get and how it's prioritized. Will a lot of that will come from the federal government, but you know, we're going to continue to do everything we can to contain this virus here, and when that becomes available, everything we can to make sure that we're protecting people and the people that need it the most.
So much is in a state of flux, Governor, and there's a lot of businesses right now, you know this, they've decided to continue remote work through the end of the year, maybe beyond that. Are you concerned how that change in the way we do business or go to work might impact, say, Detroit's economy? So much investment has been made in downtown Detroit and commercial structures, Midtown, Corktown, other areas in Metro Detroit and commercial real estate and the like.
Sure. You know, I think that a lot of things are going to be different for a while. But what we also know is that people do love to be in a fantastic city like the city of Detroit. Part of the the reasoning that Mayor Duggan and the city council and, you know, the broader city has been so successful in the last few years is because there's just some things that you can't get anywhere else. And that will still be true post-pandemic. But at this juncture, certainly we know that businesses are encouraging their employees to work from home. We have probably seen some culture change that will last. But beyond that, there are some things that the city of Detroit offers that you can't find anywhere else. And I think that will always be a draw.
Governor, every day we hear about the numbers of people sick and dying of coronavirus. But beyond that, you know, I often think, what is it doing to the mental health of people here in Michigan? You know, being cooped up, being isolated, being out of work, and just all the complications, social, governmental, everything, even voting has become complicated. What is your read? What information do you have on how that's affecting, like, calls to suicide prevention centers and other mental health departments?
Yeah, there's no question that COVID-19 has taken a toll on us in ways that aren't revealed in charts that show positivity rates or charts that show unemployment rates. These are tolls that we're all bearing personally. And for many of us, it's overwhelming. And I think that it's really important that in this moment, we show one another some grace. We go out of our way to stay connected. We avail ourselves of the numerous supports that are out there, and that we, you know, recognize that that's a reality that a lot of people are confronting. Alcoholism, substance abuse, mental health, you know, struggles. These are all increased in this moment, and I think that's why it really is important that we give one another some grace, and that you know, we reach for help when we need it, and that we check in on one another. It's really important.
What do you think is going to happen with schools? We've had changes even within the districts themselves. In fact, Livonia last night, they decided they were going to open up, and they decided to spend the fall just doing online classes. What is your read on districts around the state in terms of our kids going back to school in person in the fall?
So I think that, you know, as you study what's going on around the world in education, places that have reengaged safely do so when they've got a very small number of cases to compared to their population. I think it's 10 per million in terms of new cases daily. And I think those are numbers that we're not at yet. We want to drive our numbers down to that, and that's why masking up and tightening up on bars and places of congregation has been so important for us to try to get our numbers there. Places that have numbers that are increasing we've seen abject failure in that space. What we just saw in Georgia with regard to schools and day camps. That's what we desperately want to avoid. The data tells us that younger kids can get back in school in a safer manner than older kids. And frankly, they need to, because they need to read and that in-person instruction. And so I, you know that school districts are grappling with this. We've given them guardrails and protocols and resources. But ultimately, at the local level, a lot of these decisions are being made with the help of teachers and parents alike. And I think that's the best way to proceed. But as we watch MLB struggle with getting it right, we know that this is going to be a challenge. And any place where people are congregating is going to be potential for an outbreak. And that's why we want to make sure that we're in a strong position with our low case numbers when we do.
And Governor, getting back to the numbers of people sick and dying, we hear those numbers every day regarding the coronavirus. Are there any new trends in terms of the ages of people who are dying?
You know, Roberta, that's a good question. And I know that on our website, you can see some of the latest information, and we'd be happy to follow up with you. What we are seeing, of course, is that there are younger ages of people that are contracting and spreading the disease. In terms of our death rates, early on it was very clearly older folks, but we have learned so much, and older Americans have really taken upon themselves to observe these best practices, and we've improved our systems all across the state. But for the most recent numbers, I would have to follow up with you to give you some accurate data.
Well, the polls.
Have you heard anything new about maybe running with Joe Biden for vice president?
I have not.
Do you want that job?
No, I love where I am. You know, even on the hardest days, I am grateful to be the governor of this state. I love the state of Michigan. I'm proud to be here. And in that regard, I think Tom was going to head there, but the polls are open today. And so we want to encourage people, if you have not voted absentee, you can vote in person. We really strongly encourage you to wear a mask, to be careful, to be patient. There could be lines, and we want people to be 6 feet away and to be safe when they go vote. And today's a good day to go online and order your absentee ballot for November.
Hey, you answered my question. I didn't have to ask you. That was wonderful. Thank you. Governor Whitmer, thanks for your time. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.